Chapter 18. There were 10 of them, Sith sabers all, moving down the steps of the temple. Their lit lightsabers bathed their smirking faces in a sinister red glow. At their head was a man whom Luke had hoped never to see again. Gavar Kai. Ben whirled on Vistara, activating his own lightsaber in the same movement. He didn't know how she had done it, but somehow she must have gotten word to her father. He should never... Her own lightsaber was lit, as were Luke's and Jaina's. But Gavar Kai's beautiful and treacherous daughter wasn't facing Ben, or even Luke. She was facing her father, her eyes wide and face pale with shock and fear? And Gavar Kai's gaze, his eyes narrowed and angry, was on her.
"You're so predictable," Luke said. "You should try varying treachery with actual trustworthiness on your future infiltration missions."
Luke's eyes were on the Sith. He hadn't seen Vistara's reaction, perhaps hadn't even felt it.
"Dad,"
Ben began.
"I didn't," said Vistara.
Now Luke apparently did sense her terror, for he spared her a quick glance, still poised for an attack. Beside him, Jaina, dark brows drawn together in concentration, trembled like a leashed creature, more than ready to decorate the temple with pieces of Sith.
"My embarrassingly malleable daughter does not lie," Kai said. "Such promise and such disappointment. Your mother is dead, Vistara."
Truth, undeniable and powerful, slammed into Ben. Vistara gasped.
"What?"
Then with dawning horror,
Did you kill her?"
"No, but I did not stop her from being killed," Kai said. "I will start fresh. A new wife, a new child. Both are easily replaced."
Vistara, usually a master of her emotions, jerked slightly, as if slapped.
"Take them."
Before Ben could even register this, Kai force-leapt down the stairs and charged. At Vistara. Ben moved toward Kai, but sensed that he himself was under attack. At the last minute, he force-leapt straight up, turned a somersault, and kicked out with both feet. One boot impacted a Sith's face with a satisfying crunch. The other Sith ducked in time. Ben heard the sizzle of a lightsaber moving and jerked his foot up just in time to avoid having it sliced off. But the move forced him to land awkwardly. He hit the flagstones with his body half-turned and tried to roll out of the way as the lightsaber slashed down. He was half a heartbeat too slow, and he hissed as the red blade seared his shoulder. Ignoring the pain, Ben leapt upward, back on both feet, and in a crouch as three sabers turned on him. Their force auras blazed with confidence. Ben smiled to himself. He parried the two blades with his lightsaber clutched in one hand, whipping back and forth between the two foes. With the other hand, he force-hurled the third into the air. Alert and attentive, he unerringly directed the Sith's flight toward Gavar Kai, who was bearing down on his offspring so forcefully their blades were a blur. Ben was rewarded with a grunt from Kai before he had to return his full attention to the remaining two sabers. His gaze flickered rapidly back and forth between one and the other, keeping their eyes on him as he used the force to dislodge a flagstone and bring it down with a terrible final smash on the left one's skull. The Sith dropped, his head a bloody mess, and Ben felt the first stirrings of apprehension as he turned on the last one.